in the headlines. The Transport Board is urging the public to be on guard against scammers claiming to sell fake Smart Pass travel cards. A consumer rights organization wants greater measures in place to protect shoppers from price gouging. The Barbados Road Safety Association is renewing calls for the introduction of breathalyzer testing and 13 confirmed dead, thousands of people displaced due to torrential rains in Haiti. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. The Transport Board is urging Barbadians to be on guard against scammers claiming to sell what they call Smart Pass travel cards to gain access to the service. In a statement, the board revealed that within the last 48 hours, there has been a noticeable increase in phishing scams on Facebook. Chief Operations Officer Linda Holder tells Starcom Network News she wants Barbadians to avoid using a fake Facebook page, which is requiring people to pay money to a travel card.
The Transport Board has been made aware of a fake page that has been pretending to be our official Facebook page. Please note that this page is in no way connected to the Transport Board and that we are not offering smart cards at a fee for anyone at this point in time. We urge you not to engage with this page, and in the event that you do see the page, please report it to Facebook as soon as possible.
Ms. Holder stressed they will continue to monitor and upgrade their online platforms.
We constantly upgrade all of our security protocols as things are brought to our attention, and even as a matter of course. You would note that the page did not actually attempt to replicate the Transport Board's official site, but it did come up with our name and it spoke about an initiative that we have happening right now. But each time something like that has brought to our attention, we seek to put security, further security protocols in place. And as you know, there will always be someone trying to do something. So we'll keep reaching out to the public as much as we possibly can and keep trying to upgrade our security protocols as they come up.
Chief Operations Officer at the Barbados Transport Board, Linda Holder. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network is calling for greater efforts to protect shoppers from price gouging and other unfair pricing practices in the new year. BCEN's Executive Director Maureen Holder says they continue to see retailers who seek to unfairly raise commodity prices to take advantage of consumers. She wants swift action to reduce instances of opportunistic pricing in 2025.
BCEN has reason to believe that there are bouts of opportunistic pricing practices in Barbados. As we near 2025, with 2024 drawing to a close, BCEN believes that within the framework of the IMF program that Barbados is currently undergoing, that tackling predatory pricing and price gouging must be a priority in discussions about consumer protection and economic stability in Barbados. Both are opportunistic pricing practices which directly impact the cost of living, and urgent attention and action is needed in order to protect consumers.
Ms. Holder believes a holistic approach is needed to address the matter and wants more done to tackle the high cost of living.
Resolving the issue calls for greater collaboration between consumers, government, and businesses so as to ensure that the tenets of fair and reasonable pricing are upheld. By 2025, we must see progress toward a fairer marketplace, and it must be seen as a shared goal of all living in Barbados. So therefore, the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, BCEN, is calling on the government to prioritize measures to mitigate the high cost of living, as we recognize that strong enforcement mechanisms are essential to curb exploitative practices that strain households.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. Some local charities have been doing their part to assist what has been described as an increasing number of persons in need during the holiday season. Leader of Street Lamp Ministries, Jerome Gittins, said they distributed a combined total of almost 500 meals and care packages to the less fortunate in the city ahead of the Christmas break.
We went down to Hero Square last Thursday, and we actually gave out just about 250 meals. On, I mean, we usually every year, you know, just before Christmas, we would give out dinner, and then we would give away some food hampers, which we did. We were able also to give 200 care packages along with the 250 meals. So yeah, I mean, the turnout and the guys, you know, there were quite a number. There was an increase, of course. Last year, we just did about just over 200, and now that's climbed. And yeah, I mean, we continue to see the need increase, and this year was no different.
Leader of Street Lamp Ministries, Jerome Gittins. Another charity, the Amar Empowerment Network, says they also saw increased demand. The network's co-director, Ambrose Carter, explained their efforts this year were focused on the island schools.
We did see increased need. Our program this year was a little different in that we went through the schools, so that a number of schools were able to submit names of individuals that they thought would have needed assistance, and we were able to meet all those then some, because other people called them. Although we were not this year taking over the phone requests from other individuals, the need was so great that we found ourselves doing that.
Co-director of the Amar Empowerment Network, Ambrose Carter. President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe, is renewing calls for the introduction of breathalyzer testing to reduce road accidents and fatalities. However, Mr. Lowe emphasizes personal responsibility remains critical. His comments follow a number of road accidents recorded for the month so far.
There'll be another prong in the efforts to reduce accidents and road fatalities on the road. So we will welcome the breathalyzer testing, but in lieu of that, persons have to take responsibilities for themselves as well. Again, you're driving on the road, you're controlling a vehicle that can do damage, then you have to be responsible. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to be going to the event where you know you're going to consume alcohol, have that designated driver in place. And just personal responsibility then, because the breathalyzer testing, the police will only test who they test. They can't test everyone. So it's up to other individuals to take responsibility for themselves and act responsibly on the road.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. In Haiti, severe rainfall over the past 72 hours has devastated sections of the French-speaking CARICOM member state, resulting in 13 deaths, 15 injuries, one missing person, and significant property damage. According to a report from the National System for Risk and Disaster Management, the rains, driven by a persistent cold front in the north, have caused widespread flooding. Over 500 homes were destroyed, 16,515 houses flooded, and major roads at the national, departmental, and municipal levels were severely damaged. Overflowing rivers have compounded the destruction, particularly in the Northwest Department. Meanwhile, health concerns are mounting, with stagnant water leading to outbreaks of vector-borne and waterborne diseases in affected areas. And the head of the World Health Organization says he was at a Yemeni airport when it was hit by Israeli airstrikes. Tedros Ghebreyesus said one of his plane's crew members was injured, and at least two people were reported killed at the airport. Top story, the Transport Board urging the public to be on guard against scammers claiming to sell fake Smart Pass travel cards. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.